Country Club FM.
Time for today's Almanac. Now, tomorrow on the Almanac, we'll give away a pair of WWE. The World Wrestling Entertainment folks are having a big Road to WrestleMania show coming up next month in March. Is it March 1st?
I believe it is March 1st.
I don't have the date here in front of me, but we know wrestling fans certainly know when it is because it is the road to WrestleMania.
It's a big deal.
At Target Center, and we'll give away some tomorrow. That's tomorrow here on the Bob Morning Show, your President's Day edition of the Almanac, Monday, February 18th, 49th day of the year, 316 left to go, 1841 here this date. The first continuous filibuster in the U.S. Senate began. It went from today, February 18th, until March 11th. That's a long filibuster.
It is.
They were filibustering, and that's kind of what we do here in the morning show. It's filibustering is just filling time with a bunch of nonsense so they can't debate their bills. That's basically what we do here.
Yeah.
Filling time with nothing but nonsense. 1930, the planet Pluto, or is it a planet? It was discovered by Clyde Tombaugh at the Lowell Observatory, Flagstaff, Arizona. Originally, isn't that where Aunt Edna died? Somewhere around Flagstaff? I think it was. Originally classified as the ninth planet from the sun, Pluto reclassified as a dwarf planet or even a minor planet in 2016. If I was Pluto, I would have filed a lawsuit.
I would have too. That's unjust. And it was a planet for a long time. You just can't say, oh, no, you're not.
Now it's all of a sudden not a planet.
It's one of the nine.
Once a planet, always a planet. That's what I say.
I'm with you.
1930, this date, you know, there's some of the great air flight pioneers, men and women that have flown through the great skies.
Yes.
Amelia Earhart, Wilbur Brothers.
Chuck Lindbergh.
Neil Armstrong, Chuck Yeager as well, breaking the sound barrier. Some of the people that have done that. But on this date, 1930, there was a cow. For the first time ever, that flew.
What?
In an airplane. The cow was milked. The milk was sealed in paper containers and then parachuted from... Well, it was the Great Milkman Strike of 1939.
Ah!
That's the only way to get the milk to people. It was the Great Milkman Strike. They had blockaded all the roads, all the milkmen, with their vehicles and various ways of getting around. They might even still have been using those little horse and buggies. But so
they were circumventing the strike.
Actually, they had the cow on the planes. Could it get any fresher than that?
No.
Of course,
and then
it'd be
dropped right to your home.
It would not be pasteurized or homogenized, but
probably be cold.
Take your chances. Yeah, because it would pass through the upper atmosphere.
Sure.
That's automatic chilling right there. That's instant freeze. 1967.
The All-Star is delighting, actually, in being shown up. Strike three.
Sounds like
the other foul tip. Yep, Killebrew goes down. So two strikeouts, Mays and Killebrew.
So on this date, softball pitcher, remember the king in his court?
Oh, sure.
Eddie Fainer.
Yes.
It was a four-man softball team, and they would tour the country and beat other teams that had full rosters.
Yeah, it'd be 9-on-4.
Yeah, this guy averaged.
He was the king.
He averaged 19 of 21 strikeouts. So if 21 batters faced, he struck out 19 of them. And he struck out on this date. I think it was Dodger Stadium. Was an all-star softball celebrity classic. He struck out, listen to this, Mays, McCovey, Clemente, Brooks Robinson, Maury Wills, and what you heard there, Harmon Killebrew.
That's getting it done. You can't deny that.
And that's softball. He's a softball pitcher, underhand with all kinds of goofy movement and...
That
behind his back
good.
And through his legs and all kinds of stuff.
The king in his court.
The king in his court. Big deal. 1984 here on this date. Reed Larson from Minneapolis. Former Gopher.
One of the hardest slap shots in NHL history.
He played for Roosevelt. He got a couple of assists on this date for the Detroit Red Wings. He became, at that point, the highest scoring American-born player in the history of the NHL with 432. That just tells you, even in 84, how Canada had dominated.
Yeah.
Only 432 points in the history of the NHL was the all-time American-born. Of course, now it's Mike Modano.
Yes.
And he is, gosh, is he over 1,000? I'd have to look that up. You know, Mike Modano might be getting a job with the Minnesota Wild.
What?
He's been at a number of Wild games, including the ones this weekend. He might be added to the front office. Huh. That's what I'm hearing.
I kind of like it.
1986, this was seen on TV.
Now that I'm gone, I tell you, don't smoke. Whatever you do, just don't smoke.
That's Yul Brynner after he had died. Several months after he had died. Before he died, he recorded that little PSA on Good Morning America, and then they aired it after he passed away, and it aired on this date for the first time. That was chilling.
That was. He was a heavy smoker and had cancer. And
the voice from the grave.
Don't smoke.
In 86, 1998.
That's good advice.
We're saddened to report that Mr. Harry Carey died this afternoon at 4:10 p.m. from ventricular fibrillation resulting in ischemic encephalopathy.
Did you get all of that? That'll be, that would have been the quiz today. What did Harry Carey die of? We would have been doing the quiz.
There was a lot of vowels in there.
Legendary,
I couldn't pick it all up.
Legendary Cubs broadcaster, Harry Carey. What a character. Holy cow. You know, he was
Holy cow.
He was unbelievable.
He was not afraid to imbibe a little bit.
One of a kind.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he would consume.
And then take me out to the ballpark, his signature. He would help you sing.
77, unless, of course, you're allergic to peanuts and you can't mention peanuts or Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
Harry Carey, 77, also 2001 in sports. Very sad day.
On the final turn of the final lap with Waltrip and Dale Jr. leading for the checkered flag, Earnhardt's famed number three got loose in a battle for third and turned up into the wall, taking Kenny Schrader with him. When the car slid to a stop, Schrader climbed out unhurt. But Earnhardt had to be cut from his wreck and taken directly to nearby Halifax Hospital, where he was pronounced dead due to massive injuries to his head and chest.
I'm not even a NASCAR fan and wasn't a NASCAR fan. I still remember where I was when I heard that. We were driving back from a bowling tournament in Fargo and listening on the radio. The report came on that Dale Earnhardt Sr. had passed away. And you look at the video of it, it seems like just such a benign...
I know. I was watching.
Not that severe of a crash into the wall.
No.
But the guys that were doing the color and the play-by-play, they knew, though, based on the force and how fast they were going, that it was actually worse than the untrained eye might perceive it to be. And, he did not survive. But, you know, many other lives have probably been saved because of that.
Yeah.
Because they changed the harnesses and everything, all the safety stuff inside of that particular car for NASCAR.
I don't think they supported their neck the same way. That's kind of what happened.
Michael Waltrip won that, and Darrell Waltrip was in the booth calling it when he's all excited, and all of a sudden they hear that Dale Earnhardt had passed away. That was in 2001. Then 2003, we are mourning the loss of Johnny Paycheck on this date. He passed away. True outlaw. He's one of the few country guys. You know, a lot of the outlaws, they did time before they became a country artist. You know, and a country star.
Oh, yeah.
Like some of these guys. But, you know, he did time in the mid-80s.
Right.
After he had, after he'd had some hits. He was in prison in the mid-80s. And Johnny Paycheck died. He was only 64. That was this date.
He lived a little bit of a hard life.
Yeah, he did. Birthdays now.
Yeah, yeah, life be much different. We each have a mile and Richard Nixon.
So that's Yoko Ono singing, if you want to call it that. Now listen to this here.
Oh, no.
You know, I've worked with music. Music is a friend of mine. Senator, that is not music.
That was painful.
Yoko Ono is 86. This is not painful. This is actually beautiful.
When you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me
Could we have gone from one extreme to the other when it comes to vocals?
That is about as opposite ends of the spectrum as we get.
Dennis DeYoung is 72, of course, the lead singer of Styx.
Vocalist.
They have since broken up. He still performs the Styx song. He's 72 today. Oh, I miss Al Jarreau.
Oh.
Singing the theme to Moonlighting, and we're doing that because it's Sybil Shepherd's birthday today.
Oh, very nice.
69 for Sybil Shepherd. You hear Juice Newton on this station.
I just want to be with you all the time. You make me want you. You make me want to make you mine.
She's 67 today, played Angel of the Morning earlier this morning. I hope you were there and able to listen and enjoy.
Future Bay 5 artist there.
That really shows off that Angel of the Morning. Boy, that just shows her range. Juice Newton, happy birthday to her. She is 67 today. John Travolta's on our list.
Hey, Carter. up your nose with rubber hose.
That was quite the catchphrase. In fact, Gabe Kaplan actually, as we found out, of course, on the Almanac, actually recorded a song, Up Your Nose with the Rubber Hose, released it, and it charted. John Travolta, way too many movies to mention here. He is 65. Vanna White.
You only know how to pick a hostess, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. I am very excited and happy to be part of Wheel of Fortune.
That's right, and this is a family you will soon grow to know and love, except for a couple of the uncles who we won't talk
Pat
about.
Pat Sajak, he is a card. Vanna White is 62 today. Yes, that was her first day on Wheel of Fortune. Nobody turned letters with more grace and eloquence than Vanna White.
Beautiful, and she's still at it.
That's all we ask. The current voice of Donald Duck. His name is Tony Anselmo. He took over for Clarence Nash, who was the original voice going way back in Disney lore. He is celebrating today. He is 59. Kevin Tappany, former Minnesota Twins pitcher, came here in the Frank Viola trade of 1989.
Good pitcher.
Well, he was a big part. He was part of our main rotation, our top three in the 91 season.
Yep.
Probably wouldn't win the World Series without his pitching. You had your Morris, you had your Erickson, and then you had Kevin Tappany as your number three in that rotation. And he was born on this date in Des Moines, Iowa. And he is 55 today. Our rapper of the day is Dr. Dre.
Sure.
54.
I've actually heard of him.
He's got his own headphones, and he sold that to Apple, made big money. He's doing just fine.
Okay.
And then Molly Ringwald.
There has to be more dignified mode of transportation. Hope you get a car for your birthday and a license. Let's not hold our breath.
No, don't, because her parents forgot her birthday, as you know. 16 Candles, Molly Ringwald. She's the redhead. She was in a lot of those John Hughes movies. Mm-hmm. Breakfast Club, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink.
Brat Pack.
She is 51 today. 5'1", 51, believe it or not. 51. For Brat Pack's getting old.
They're, yeah.
The Brat hair is getting gray.
There you go. Gone but not forgotten today, legendary Notre Dame running back. When you win one for the Gipper. George Gipp was born on this day, 1895. You ever driven a Ferrari?
You know I haven't. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah. Well, the guy who manufactured, though, Enzo Ferrari, 1898. Great actor. He was in Shane as the bad guy, City Slickers as in a more comedic role, lots of movies. Jack Palance.
I'm saying that Stonewall Jackson was trash himself. And all the rest of them ribs. You too.
Ooh, he just called the guy trash.
Yeah, you too.
He might gun him down. I don't know.
Well, yeah, this guy was not as fast as Jack. He hadn't tangled with Shane
yet.
So that was coming.
You didn't want to do that. You knew he was going to lose.
And he did the one-arm push-ups when he was like in his 70s.
Academy Awards?
Yeah.
He was the host of Ripley's Believe It.
Yes.
Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
That distinctive delivery.
Very much so. Jack Palance, or does somebody say Palance? I always say
I've
Jack
heard that
Palance.
Before. Yeah, they French it up.
Yep. 1919. Game show host, I remember him well, Bill Cullen.
What a nice bunch. Thank you. Thank you all very much, and welcome to Blockbusters. We are very happy to have all of you with us.
You know, Bill Cullen, I would call him the Swiss Army knife of game show hosts. He would do any game show.
Yes.
He would fill in on, look at the list of shows that he's done. He's not even considered the main host of Joker's Wild. He's done Price is Right. He's done something. He was everywhere.
Yeah, he was
willing to fill in whenever needed.
Yeah, and he did it, and he did it well. Bill Cullen. Born on this day, 1920. You saw her often on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Cosmopolitan founder Helen Gurley Brown, 1922. This guy, speaking of a jack of all trades, he could do comedy, he could do, you know, straight roles, hard-hitting, but comedy was where he shined. George Kennedy.
I just can't take this anymore. Garbage like you just makes me sick.
Ed?
Okay. I'm just John Q. Public now. It's just you and me. Mono a mono.
And teach you to pick on a helpless invalid.
Of course, OJ is there.
Right.
George. All right. All right. He's had enough. Somebody help the captain. We've got to get to that press club.
The captain's the one. It's George Kennedy on the floor.
Oh, it's too good. George Kennedy, 1925. The gang gave us the Wizard of Id. The cartoon strip, Johnny Hart, 1931. And John Hughes wrote many, many great movies.
I think we mentioned him already.
Yeah, that's right. National Lampoon, the Vacation series, 16 Candles, as you just mentioned, and all those. He was born on this day in 1950. They're all gone, but certainly not forgotten.
One that has been forgotten.
Why can't you hasten when you see that time's a-wasting? You're a slowpoke, dear.
Pee-wee King. Born in Wisconsin, the state, 1914. Country legend.
Pretty good singer right there.
He wrote Tennessee Waltz.
Nice.
If that doesn't warrant an almanac mention, I don't know what does.
It certainly does.
So Pee-wee King, 1914. Now they're all gone.
Gone.
But not forgotten. I'll be in studio for the All Request Lunch Hour today, noon to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Freeman here for a 16-song minimum Bob-a-thon. Would you like to do Forrester Sisters Men? How about starting out with Brooks and Dunn, My Maria, or in honor of Johnny Paycheck, we lost him on this date. What year was that? 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Paycheck, She's All I Got.
Yeah, we can go, Johnny.